The law now on the books was written in 1965 and explicitly exempted users of coin-operated washers and dryers from paying the sales tax. Now, credit and debit card technology lets people swipe to pay, but if they do, Wayne Kuhn says they will be taxed. Kuhn owns commercial laundry sales in Green Bay. He says the tax can add up.
Because your standard top-load washer usually averages around $1.75 to $2 a load, and that's your smallest unit or washer in the laundry. They go all the way up to big 60-pound washers or 80-pound washers, and you can be getting $6 or $8 a load, which is an awful lot of quarters to be pumping into a machine.
Kuhn says he doesn't sell many machines that use swipe technology. Neither does Jay McDonald, at least not in Wisconsin. McDonald is vice president with Alliance Laundry Systems of Ripon. The company bills itself as the world's largest maker of washers and dryers.
Some states may be as high as 70% of all the new stores that go in will use a cart system. You know, it's more expensive for the owner to put it in, but you know, there's benefits for all parties involved. So that's really become the norm. But in the state of Wisconsin, the number of cart-operated laundries is just a handful.
McDonald says changing the code wouldn't necessarily mean more sales for his company because existing washers and dryers can be converted. Business owners must collect the laundry sales tax, but it most often gets passed on to consumers. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.